and 18th of October. For full terms, visit mcdonalds.com.au.
AFL Trade Exchange for Rheem. Install a Rheem, Australia's favourite in hot water. And Repco Authorised Service. You can rely on your local Repco Authorised Service Centre.
Continental Tyres, AFL Trade Radio. This is the Trade Exchange, brought to you by Continental Tyres. Engineered in Germany, proof in Australia. Trade up to Continental Tyres this trade period. Riley Beveridge and Cal Toomey taking you through the next hour. It's been a big day so far, Cal. The first day of the trade period. The clubs are filtering into Marvel Stadium.
Yeah, they are. They're filtering in and filtering out at this point. They don't spend too much time at Marvel Stadium today. The day's off. Every club doing their 10-minute, 15-minute chats prescribed are gone. But clearly it's good from our perspective to get everything out there on the table, confirm everything we've been writing for 3 weeks. But
12 months.
But there's no doubt that it's a valuable day in terms of getting on the front foot, and then they'll get back to Marvel next Wednesday where the final siren will be blown on the trade period.
Got a guest first thing ready to go on the Trade Exchange this morning. It is Sydney's head of football, Charlie Gardner. Charlie, thanks for joining us on Trade Radio.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me.
Might just start with the Jake Lloyd deal announced officially this morning, a 3-year extension to stay at the Swans. How much of a relief is it, or how much satisfaction do you take from getting that one over the line?
Yeah, we're really pleased to have Jake extended for the next 3 years. He's an outstanding player and a general of our defence. He really sets us up in the back half, and I know he's enjoyed working with some young guys, Nick Blakey, Justin McInerney, Robbie Fox, Ollie Florent more recently in that back half, and he'll play a huge role for us over the next few years.
Charlie, Cal Toomey, thanks for coming on for a chat. You've been in strong re-signing form because Tom Papley's deal last week was a huge fillip for the club. Signs him through to 2028, a 5-year extension, a year before he becomes a free agent. What does that say, firstly, about Tom over the last 3 years since that trade request to Carlton in 2019? And secondly, about the Swans and how you've been able to create the best environment for him?
Yeah, we're thrilled to have Tom recommit. And, you know, I probably should talk about Callum and Isaac in the same vein, who are, you know, elite talent at our club who have committed for the long term. And that's something we're really excited about. Tom's, you know, clearly established himself as a premier small forward in the comp. And the way he has approached his footy over the last 18 months to 2 years has been exceptional, and the way he's embraced the club and what we're doing. I think we missed the finals in 2020, but he's been a huge catalyst for the development of our young team. He brings huge energy, and I think it's a really positive sign for the club and our young group. They're very close, they're committed, and I think all pretty confident in the direction we're heading, which is fantastic.
Just on that, and we were speaking a little bit earlier about Carlton re-signing Harry Mackay for 7 years today. He was a pre-agent too. How much time and energy goes into getting these deals locked in before they hit their free agency year? Because as you mentioned, Cal Mills locked in until 2029, I think it is. So a 6-year extension before he even hits his free agency year. How much a strategy is that in terms of your club's mind?
Yeah, a lot of thinking goes into them. You know, these players are important parts of the future and obviously big pieces of the puzzle that you want to get locked away and try and build your list around them. So, yeah, there's a fair bit of thought that goes into it. But obviously, you know, the player needs to be happy and comfortable and confident in the direction the club's going, which you know, Isaac, Callum and Tom clearly are. And that's a real positive for our club.
I want to ask you about a few more uncontracted guys. Ryan Clark, there was an expectation that'd be offered an extension over the weekend. Has that happened? And how close are you to getting a deal done there?
Yeah, we're talking to Ryan's management. You know, we think he's shown the ability to play a really important role for us across the back half of this season. So, yeah, we're in talks with him. Nothing to report as yet, but we'll continue to have those talks over the next week or so.
What about Harry Cunningham, a free agent this year, but struggled to get back into the side second half of the season? He's got a deal on the table at the moment. Do you expect him to accept that?
Oh, look, we're hopeful he will. You know, Harry's been an important part of our squad for a number of years, and you know, it's been a bit unlucky this year due to injury and the fact that we had very few changes to the squad in the back end of the season. So, look, we're optimistic that we'll get something done. We're in talks with his management, so hopefully they progress over the next week or so too.
Charlie, the Swans had a look at Griffin Logue, who's obviously decided to nominate North Melbourne as his preferred destination. Will you continue to survey the market for key defensive options?
Oh, look, we don't think we're going to be all that active in the trade period at this stage. Certainly, you know, it can be unpredictable, but it doesn't look like we'll be all that active. We're probably in a retention phase at the moment. We're, you know, focused on investing further in the young players we've brought in over the last 3 or 4 years, and we're really confident in that group. So, you know, I can't see us being overly active at this stage in the trade period. We'll look to get involved if we can to improve our draft hand. That's something we might look at over the course of the week. But yeah, at this stage, I can't see us being overly active.
Just on that, will you look to package up those two first-round picks? Because obviously you picked up that extra selection that's tied to Melbourne's finishing spot due to Jordan Dawson's move last year. So you've got a couple of picks there. Have you been in talks with clubs around turning two into one really high pick?
Yeah, we feel like we're pretty well placed. We've got, you know, those two first-round selections, as you say, and a second-round selection. So, you know, we'll listen to any offers that are out there and options to improve that. And we'd even take a 1 to 2 year view of it as well into next year. So, you know, there may be opportunities for us to help facilitate other deals clubs may be looking to get done. So we'll look at that too.
Charlie, a few other guys, we've been speaking a lot about contracts today, a few other guys that are still without deals for next year, Sam Naismith, Ben Bronk, James Bell, Lachie McAndrew, where are they at? And are they just likely to have to wait through the trade period to see where their future lies?
Lachie McAndrew is actually contracted through next year, so he's not out of contract. The other guys we haven't made calls on, and we'll have to weigh up our list needs and list opportunities once we get through this trade period. So we won't make decisions on those guys for a little while yet.
You got one of your biggest contracts out of the way in grand final week with Lance Franklin finally signing that 1 year extension. How did that deal come about? What was the sticking point in the end in negotiations with him?
Oh, look, I don't think there was really a sticking point. I think ultimately it came down to Lance deciding what he wanted to do and what was best for him and his family. And, you know, we thought it was a really smart thing for him to hold off and wait until the end of the year and see how his body's feeling, you know, how the team fared. And I think, you know, towards the end of the year, he just got comfortable with wanting to go again. His body held up remarkably well across the season. He had a fantastic season, kicking 50 goals again. And I think he's genuinely excited about our young group and having another crack at it with them. So, yeah, I think that was the issue. It was Lance getting clear in his own mind what he wanted to do.
Charlie, clearly we're a week and a bit on from the grand final defeat. How have the players responded to that? Obviously, as a club, you gathered last week for your best and fairest. How have you seen your group come together in the aftermath of that defeat?
Yeah, we all did a bit of hurting, Cal, last week. You know, we were all bitterly disappointed at the result, but I suppose what you try and do is put things in perspective as quickly as we can, and as disappointed as we all were, and knowing how hard it is to get to that last day, and you want to make the most of that opportunity when you get there. You know, we do need to recognise that you know, we had an 18 win season. We certainly improved on 2021. We had a number of our young players take really big steps forward. I think the other aspect we can't overlook is just how good Geelong were and how strong they were. Full credit to them. They were the best team all year, clearly, and they were fantastic on grand final day. But, you know, you look at their team, they had 12 players over 29 years of age. I think we had 12 players under 25 years and eight of those were under 22. So when we stand back from it and the dust settles, we've got a fair bit of optimism about where we're at and where we're going, and probably most importantly, a strong resolve and desire to get better. And I think that's shared throughout the group, our coaching staff and all of our staff. We're really positive and optimistic that we can get better next year, and that's what we'll try and do.
Well, Charlie, it's set to be a big 10 days for everyone in the AFL industry. I'm sure it will be for the Swans as well. Good luck with everything throughout the trade period, and thanks for joining us on Trade Radio.
Thank you very much, guys.
Charlie Gardner there from Sydney. This is the Trade Exchange for Ream. Build tough for Aussie conditions when it comes to water heating. Ask your plumber to install a Ream. We'll take a short break and we'll be back with more after the break.
You're listening to Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio. Engineered in Germany. Proven in Australia. Search Continental Tires today.
Two juicy chicken patties.